then I drink again after.
Do not have that. So I'll
be drunk twice.
I'm at a point in my life where I'm out of heroin, so the syringes are just like pumping air into my veins, which I think is bad for you. But that I like I'm you. Tying on it. Can it?
Yep.
Well, yeah, like worse than
very
heroin.
Easily.
But you say that to air, but less so to heroin.
You're more likely
so
to die
instantly. But I'm going to tie off. I've been using like twist ties, so like it might be air. Well, I'm not even hitting a vein half the time, but
if it's
but once when I do it like once, then like the next day I'm like maybe a couple days off.
That's a little.
Sorry, is this
like
about
that.
The air now, or are we talking about heroin still?
Both. It really depends.
You die if you injected air bubbles into your blood. That's how you die.
That's how you. That's how I die. Are you
this
like
is how you die?
This.
I am
are you
an
prophetic?
Oracle. Yeah.
You're. Oh,
you're pathetic. Fuck you.
Wait, you're a pro at being.
You're a condom.
Just to fit with the Blue Jays jersey I'm wearing, and to go back to that joke you made.
Did I make a joke?
You're really good on a fucking podcast.
You ran to third for a single, bud.
I actually know what that means.
Best reaction. You went a long way for that joke.
Yeah.
Did you just explain your fucking stupid phrase to me like I'm a fucking 8-year-old?
I love baseball phrases are my favorite. Like, born on third and thought he hit a triple. That's like the best.
Yeah, that's
it was
a good
like
word.
A rich kid.
Or like, shortstop up in the batter's pitch.
That doesn't
yeah.
make sense.
No, that's you just don't get it.
Heater up in the zone?
Yeah. Or just like red that's shale up in your part. Asshole. That's a really good one.
I got a fastball caught in my urethra.
Yeah. The umpire fucked your parents.
No, I'm asking you for help. I have a fastball stuck in my urethra.
Is it still moving?
Yeah.
Is that what defines
it
as a fastball?
It's like injecting air into your blood. You get a fastball up in your urethra, and that's how you die.
I don't think I like
that's how I die again. I thought you said I died about the air.
Oh, no, this, I meant like the royal you. Like, this
are you using your trances?
What?
And you're... Because you're... Yeah.
Sandstorm.
All right.
Hear that song?
I do because I use it every morning to pump me up.
Really?
No.
I use Y'all Ready for This by Jock Jams. I'm going to be honest with you. When I was a kid and we used to go to hockey games, the two things I would get the most excited for at the hockey game were the Jock Jams song and the good old hockey game song.
Not
like,
even nachos?
Not the game, not the snacks, not like treasured memories with my family. It was all about those two songs. I was just like, yeah, they're playing it! And I would get so fucking mad if the game would come back on before the end of the good old hockey game. I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you fucking idiots? And people were like, that is one foul-mouthed little 8-year-old. I remember I used to get so disappointed. And this was pre-internet. So I couldn't go home and download Stompin' Tom Connors
or
Immortal Classic.
Or even go online and just bitch about how they cut off the
hockey
song.
See, because now I don't have to even go home. I can do it on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what kind of stupid asshole cuts?
You're ruining the sport of hockey by
yeah.
playing the sport
These
of hockey.
These people are ruining the game. I'm like, you don't care about the game. No, I like this one. You're right. They're ruining the good old hockey game.
Which is the best game you can name?
Which is?
It's the best.
The
game
best
you can
one
name
I can name
is
I like lacrosse. Lacrosse is pretty cool.
Shooting hoops. Like the best game you can name is a game called Witches.
Yeah,
Witches.
Like, that is
the best game you can name.
Have you
ever
seen
played
Sledge
Witches?
Hockey?
Sledge hockey.
Sledgehammer.
They play with. Is it like
the Trips?
Trips
it's
comes
like,
out there and gives someone a concussion.
No,
Captain Trips.
It's like
Captain Trips from the stand.
I don't know how to put this delicately. It's handicap hockey. Where you're like instead of
oh, no, I've
seen
that.
On
yeah,
skates
because yeah.
you,
like,
you can't stand so you're on like a big sled.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
It's sweet though. It's so
oh,
third. It's like have you ever seen wheelchair rugby? Insane. Those guys are crazy. And
well, what are they worried about?
Insane.
They're not going to get fucking paralyzed from the waist down with a bad scrum.
But they could go from the neck down.
Scrum. Yeah.
They
I caught a scrum in Pokemon.
I scratched my scrum earlier tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it that fastball that's in your urethra?
That's how I got it in.
Drinking your scrum?
That's how I got it in there.
Yeah.
Okay. I was scratching my scrum while I was holding the fastball.
Well, you were holding the fastball.
Well, that's
the
how
fastball
it
wasn't in
it
motion,
is.
But it got.
Wasn't fastball the name of that band?
No, I was just thinking that.
Where are we going without ever knowing the way?
Anyone can see the road that they walk on is paved in gold. It's always summer, they'll never grow.
Get
old.
Never.
I actually met the lead singer of that band last night.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
Look at your dumb face.
No, you
you're lying.
What do you mean, look at my dumb face? Jesus Christ. No, it's a weird coincidence that you mentioned that.
You can't make that have that reaction. Can you imagine if Charlie reacted like that every time we said something about his face being dumb or something like that? If you were like, oh man, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? Like,
I'd go insane.
Seriously, we'd ask him to leave. We'd just be like, you can't stay.
I was trying to tell you guys a really great story.
I'm not even joking.
Story that you made up.
You're joking.
Sometimes the best stories are made up.
Usually, the Bible is the greatest story ever told.
It's a great story. You know, Schindler's
List.
All right,
tell us, what's his name? What's the guy from Fastball's name?
His name's Larry Sanders. Larry Sanders? From the Larry Sanders.
So you're saying that...
Okay. Is it just a coincidence? Or?
Yeah, it's just a coincidence. Like, he was never on the Larry Sanders show.
So you're saying
show,
that the
in...
fictional character played by Gary Shandling...
Is the lead,
is
singer,
the lead
of
singer of Fastball.
Yeah. Okay. Why do you think the Larry Sanders show didn't last for very long? Got canceled because he was on tour all the time with Fastball.
I think that show was on for like 6 seasons.
Yeah, but...
And wasn't it on like way later than the popularity of Fastball?
No.
No, later.
No.
It was on HBO.
Larry Sanders, the show, broke up because Fastball took
off. I mean later on in, like, years.
What are you talking
about? When did that show?
The Wonder Years?
No, time
dude,
is later.
No, dude, that song by Fastball
was like 97.
Yeah, I'm going to say, well, I'm going to say 2001.
What?
No,
maybe bullshit.
Okay, it's
not, it was like,
it was like 97.
It was like Savage Garden, which was like 97, 98.
Savage Garden. I met the lead singer of Savage Garden last night.
No, we're not moving
what was
on
his
to
name?
Fastball yet.
What
was his name?
Yeah.
Okay,
his
1998.
Jenny
the song
Jennifer.
Away by Fastball came out
Jenny
in 1998.
1998, I was close. I
Savage Garden, also, I know the singer from Savage Garden's name is Darren.
Yeah, because I met
Sanders
him last night.
Show. I'm going to say Larry Sanders' show was on in, like, 91.
Yeah.
92.
Really?
1992
yeah.
to 1998.
Okay.
So they
were
in there
so 98.
Season. Oh, so it
so,
makes
yeah.
perfect sense.
So he left
Rob Story checks out.
Yeah, because Larry Sanders left in 98. And Fastball
yeah, but the
took
song
off.
Came out in 97.
And also...
Yeah, but that,
oh,
that was because
yeah,
the band was getting momentum.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of momentum. What's another Fastball song?
Crazy Love
Curveball
Crazy Love
Bandits.
Time
also,
yeah Crazy Love Time Bandits it's about the, it's about the movie with the little people
yeah Crazy Love
Stupid Crazy Love
yeah Time
crazy
Bandits
stupid love.
Featuring
crazy
Time Bandits
well you know
they're at
that's know. A swing and a miss
that's another baseball reference
sports
the diamond is in my vagina.
It's better if every single time you make that reference, you go, ha, sports.
All right.
And then I go, that is my favorite Huey Lewis from the News album.
Ha, sports?
Yeah. It's actually the follow-up to sports.
Yeah, the follow-up to sports, ha, sports.
It's hip to be an athlete.
Yeah.
I have that
also
as a motivational
swear.
Poster, actually, in my bedroom.
That's why Kobe gets all the pussy. And he has a lot of cats.
Well, that's why he takes all the pussy.
Oh my.
What does he do with all those cats? Where does he take them?
Fucks them in a Colorado.
He gets a lot of
spa.
Pussy. And
Colorado
spa.
Like
that's
a natural
that's my
spring?
Favorite
that's
John Denver song. Fucked
Colorado
in a Colorado
spa.
Rocky Mountain.
Did you love that?
Yeah,
exactly.
Country Roads is a good song.
I thought of John Denver because Denver, Colorado.
Every time I think of Colorado, I just think of In Dumb and Dumber when they take the wrong turn.
I thought the Rocky Mountains would be rocky
yeah,
in this.
Like my,
John
second
Denver's
favorite line.
Shit, man.
My first favorite line is, Big Gulps, eh? Well, see you later. Just because I love Big Gulps.
Big Gulps, huh? Well, see ya.
I'm going to watch that when I get home. No, that's not true. I have like a ton of shit to watch.
Oh, no, it's
I have all the Oscar movies
comic
to watch.
Book.
It's John Carpenter's 66th birthday today.
Happy birthday. How old is his
Happy
thing?
Birthday, Uncle John.
Uncle John.
How old
John
is
Carpenter's
thing?
Your uncle, hey? That's really cool.
I mean,
does
he, or
the
no,
does
I mean, he means
you...
uncle like how when you have like a friend of the family.
Yeah.
That, like,
wait, is this John Carpenter from Ghosts of Mars?
No, John
yeah,
Carpenter
John
Carpenter's the Carpenter.
Ghost of Mars.
That's the only thing that I...
What?
Like,
John Carpenter?
No, I know.
Was
I know
that
what,
was the best.
No, I know what John Carpenter does, but that's like the first thing that comes to my head. When
yeah,
I think
he builds
of John
furniture.
That
Let's
sucks.
Abandon this Carpenter joke because it's not working.
He's
I know
in the
we're
band
all supposed to yes and, but we're not yes anding.
He's the
this.
Father of Jesus Christ.
We're not we yes anding down. This. Hello and welcome to the Geeks Den Beat Comics Roundup. We should just call it the Geeks Den Beat Roundup for the week of Who Gives a Shit, Wednesday the 15th of January. I'm Joey G. Across the table from me is Robbie G.
Hello.
To his left, Charlie Ferg has returned from
Hello.
The dead.
I'm
Hello.
Back.
And to his
back
left,
from the
Mr.
Dead.
Ryan Heth, yeah. My main man. How you doing, bro? He's doing a Kermit thing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not green enough.
It ain't easy being green. You just make the same joke.
It wasn't a joke.
You made it fast.
It's a fact.
That's not a fucking... You think this is a goddamn game? This isn't a fucking joke.
Kermit removed that from his heart.
I want that Muppet movie like Muppets Get Real.
Yeah. Like, everyone's just like, oh man. You get it so easy being green. You think this is a fucking game?
Kissy, kissy.
That is rape!
You think this is a game, motherfucker?
Kermit!
Hi, and then Gonzo goes to jail for being...
Gonzo goes to jail as a cokehead.
Yeah. No, because he's an illegal immigrant from space. And he doesn't have the proper
He's an
papers.
Illegal alien. As well.
Yeah.
That's the premise of Muppets from Space.
Yeah, and he goes to jail. And he gets
Jeffrey Tambor's in that movie.
I want a, like, gang.
What was your favorite Muppet movie?
And then
gang?
Fozzie's like, waka waka, guess who shot you?
Waka waka!
I like the last Muppets movie.
The answer is the best Muppet movie is the Muppet movie.
I think I like A Christmas Carol the best.
The new one looks really funny.
It does look really funny.
I'd say Muppet, the Muppet movie, and then maybe Muppets Take Manhattan.
That was also really
good. Maybe The Great Muppet Caper. They're all pretty good, but the best is the Muppet movie.
Did you ever see The Wizard of Oz one?
No, because that wasn't really a proper Muppets movie, I decided.
How so?
Because it was like when Disney was just doing Muppet stuff, and they were just really like jerking off into the limp corpse of Kermit the Frog for a while there.
Muppets got real.
Yeah. Seriously, like there was a few years where like the Muppets were just... Disney didn't know what to do with them and no one gave a fuck.
It was just a show.
So yeah, they were just like, yeah, we'll do Oz, right? I guess.
Like the HBO Oz?
Yeah. Muppets do Oz.
That's Muppets.
That's dark.
Raziel.
That's dark.
Oh. Raziel?
Raziel.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah, that was sad, wasn't it?
Well, the only real big news we have this week, guys, is the announcement that Pietro Parker is coming back. Doc Ock, Spidey Ock is living on borrowed time, according to Newsarama's headline that I'm looking at.
They announced today also that Superior is going to end with issue 27 point done.
No, that's not right. That's part one. It's issue like 31, I think, is the last issue of Superior.
Gobination's 5 issues, so.
Oh.
27, 28, 29, 30, 31.
Yeah, 31. I've seen the cover solicit for it. They released the cover solicit for it. It looks very cool.
And they've released all the different covers for Amazing Number 1.
I was really hoping that they would run concurrently, but they won't.
It would be cool, but I can see how, like, because
it would be problematic.
Did everyone here read Superior 25?
Yes.
Okay, so spoiler alert. I can see now why that wouldn't work, because we've discovered that Peter Parker was still in Ock all along. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't really run concurrently, because presumably Peter Parker's going to take his body back. He's going to take his body back!
Take my body back! Is that going to kill Doctor... Well, I guess we'll have to
Well, no, it
might
not kill Doctor Octopus, but I'm saying that there wouldn't be two Spider-Men then.
Oh, I'd be... I think Dr. Octopus as Dr. Octopus, like with the stupid bowl haircut and everything, should just be like super, like a good guy.
Why? I love the fact that like you presented that as if you thought about it, like you had an opinion, but you actually don't. You just like realize halfway through, like, I don't actually have anything to say about this, so I was thinking, good guy.
Wouldn't it be great? Because he looks like Chucky from Rugrats, but with like.
But I mean, he isn't a good guy now when he's Spider-Man.
That's true.
He's dick.
Yeah, but
he's
step one to becoming a good guy is steal a body. And then step two is give it back.
I don't think that's how that works.
Superior spider dick. Rob, why don't you write these comics? I don't get it. Like,
I have been. I've been writing in every single one. The ones that you haven't read yet.
You cross just, things off and you write, like, I'm going to give this body back. Now I'm going to be a good guy now with my bowl haircut.
Whatever happened to bowl haircuts?
Nothing. They still exist.
They do?
Sure. Why not? You can have one right now. If you wanted.
Your hair's a little short. You could try. I guess you could buzz it down.
I could do it. I could rock a ball haircut. Right
yeah, you could. Oh, yeah. My God.
I'm not doing it. I'm just saying it's possible.
I kind of could.
No.
I'm too short on the sides.
Yeah.
I did this myself, guys. Like,
did you?
Yesterday.
Yeah, we're in uncharted territory, because, I mean, as usual, Charlie has the longest hair of the bunch, but I'm in second place, which is unusual for us.
That is
weird.
Because
Charlie's homeless, so don't... Cut him some slack here.
Look, just because he sucks dick underneath a bridge for heroin...
Yeah, that's for fun, Ryan.
Oh.
So I thought you did it for heroin.
Well, heroin's fun.
Profit slash heroin.
Like, I also want to make a business out of it.
Yeah.
We almost did an entire 2 minutes on comics there, boys. That was pretty good.
So, okay, I'm confused. I thought we always... Because you just said, like, now we know that Peter Parker is in there the whole time. I thought we knew that at the beginning. I've missed a huge chunk.
Yeah, you do, because... Doc Ock got rid of him in like issue 14.
He lobotomized him out of his head.
And like, the best issue of the whole run, for more than half the run, we thought Peter was gone.
He was gone.
But yeah. In one of the issues, like four or so issues before, there's a bit where Doc Ock is like searching in his memory banks for some way to fight some guy, and then you see an image of Peter pushing up rubble. It's like a little teaser.
A bunch of issues before. Okay.
It was a very cool image.
But actually. Like, it was an image such that there's been so many times in Spider-Man history that Peter Parker has pushed up rubble.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was Peter Parker.
He mentioned something about it in this arc, but I just wasn't sure. Like, I missed quite a few holes.
He had purged the Parker personality and memories from his... So the only memories of Parker's he still had were ones he had already accessed. Anything else he didn't. So that's why certain characters, for example,
that's why he couldn't recognize Flash.
That's why he didn't know that Flash was Venom.
And also, right. Flash is owned by DC.
Well, exactly. That's true. Because it was Wally West that he was trying to help.
Yeah. And then, I don't usually care about Venom, but the past Venom's two awesome. Superman, Spider-Man stories made me like Venom. I read that Clark Kent, moving on. I don't really like Venom, but the past two Venom stories that I've read, the one from Ultimate Spider-Man and the one from Superior, have both been actually really, really incredible.
This arc was great.
The original Venom...
Cool. I really enjoyed it.
Eddie Brock?
Well, the original Venom arc that I read... I haven't read like the original Eddie Brock one, but the Ultimate Spider-Man, the Bendis Bagley Venom arc, I didn't actually like very much.
Yeah, but real Venom...
This particular incarnation
of Venom is easily my favorite Venom. Agent Venom is by far the coolest Venom ever.
Flash, it's pretty cool.
Rick Remender launched that book, and it was so fucking good, and it remains.
Wasn't
good.
Tony Moore drawing it when he?
As much as Tony Moore ever draws a book, so like two or three issues.
Okay.
But it was good. So, yeah. It was very good.
So he was the one who created him, eh?
I don't remember if he created him. I just remember when they launched
that book.
And I don't remember if that was his first appearance or where they launched him. I think it probably came out of Spider-Man, but I can't remember.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was years back. Years back.
What is Eddie Brock doing right now? What the fuck?
Isn't he dead? He was anti-Venom. He was the white Venom. Remember?
Yeah, but he was riddled with cancer and shit, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he was using the anti-Venom.
Riddle me this. Cancer.
If Batman could solve that riddle, imagine how much better the world would be.
Yeah.
Grandpa would still be alive.
Oh my god.
He would.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking Batman, lazy cunt.
Yeah,
that's a stupid.
There's been so many unnecessary cancer deaths. Thanks, Batman.
Yeah, I blame Batman entirely. I also blame Batman for me being gassy right now. I didn't even eat dinner.
Maybe that's a lot of Batman.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Were you pumping
air bubbles into your face?
Into my body.
In your face?
Into my face.
In your face?
Do you have a long tooth?
On a positive note about this book, Humberto Ramos draws Wolverine and Thor, and I'm so happy.
Yeah, he did a great job.
I love that he draws Thor with the tiniest head possible.
Oh, it is so awesome.
My favorite page in this whole book was seeing the debut of Monster, who needs to have an ongoing series all her own because her name is Monster.
It's pretty sweet.
Monsters are my favorite.
It also made me sad.
I like the way that Humberto Ramos draws the Green Goblin because I always feel as though like it's the most skin tight face mask I've ever seen in my life because like his face is fucking thin.
Yeah. So awesome. I also like that they tease that it's not Norman Osborn under the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else? If Monster gets her own book, you know how like Wolverine has Snicked and like Nightcrawler has Banff?
Yeah.
Hers should be Mash.
Nightcrawler owns Banff?
Ooh.
Like the Hot Springs?
No, not Banff. Banff.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, you're saying Banff. We're talking about Banff. You're saying Banff. We're talking about Banff.
One time when I was in Banff, I went to the hoodoo.
Wait a minute. How can you be in a noise at night?
And that's in Drumheller.
There's a club called the Hoodoo.
I went to Banff
so I could see the hoodoos.
Yeah. I went to Banff so I could see.
I went to Banff and then I.
The legendary hoodoos.
Each morning I'd get up and we'd drive to Drumheller.
And then we'd go back to Banff. And then plus you get to be in Banff with Nightcrawler.
Is that the one with the peanuts and you can just throw them on the floor?
No, that's the Magpie and Stump in Banff.
No, you're thinking of shitty bars from the 70s.
No, it's the most amazing.
It is the most fun bar.
Actually, you're thinking of Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Really?
Oh,
Sweet Mexican food. The only time I've ever been to that bar in Banff was I took my pint outside of the bar and then when we left. I remember that. And it was really cold. And somebody,
Carson's birthday.
Yeah, yeah. And then somebody got lost, and then somebody got lost. It was fun.
I drank
Malibu. Worlds died, but and the DC universe was never the same again.
But
what?
Infinite Crisis.
Oh.
That's what they're saying about the Forever Evil solicits, where it's Jeff Johns is talking about, oh, the DCU will be a very different place.
And you're just like, will it still suck?
There's actually a lot of good stuff coming out there's now that Charles Soule. Charles Soule's writing good stuff.
Charles Soule's writing like half of it, so.
Yep. Charles Soule. Like,
hey, did you guys hear that Justice League Canada isn't?
Is Justice League United?
So they're just like.
But it's got Adam Strange!
Yeah, because, I mean, it's fine. Honestly, it's a way better idea than Justice League Canada.
Yup.
Because that was a.
When they announced
idea.
It, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a troll. And then they kept talking about it. I was like, man, this joke isn't that funny. I mean, like, why do you guys keep talking about it? And then it was like, no, seriously.
The same could be said for our BAM thing we just did.
No, that. What do you mean? That wasn't
yeah, but, like, we don't get paid to do this shit.
Hold up.
And also,
that wait, don't? Do you get paid to, get,
why
to do this shit?
Get the fuck out of my house then. I could be upstairs reading. I could be pooping. I could be doing both at the same time.
Or playing with your child.
The best thing is if you go to Banff, you can do all of those things wherever you want. That's like the best part of Banff.
You can play with your DC child universe. Anywhere.
I have DC news.
In the Justice League United,
you've
got Martian Manhunter,
yes.
Animal Man,
yes.
Adam Strange,
yes.
Supergirl, who's not a Red Lantern.
Okay.
That's like a big thing where she's a Red Lantern right now.
Because she's... Because when I think of Supergirl, I think of Rage.
Like, against the machine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she looks like...
You call me the machine! You call me the machine! That was...
You finished?
Yeah.
You said that. That sounded like if, like, if Rage Against the Machine was fronted by, like, a Jewish grandmother.
It also has Stargirl and Green Arrow.
Stargirl and Green Arrow, right. I don't like... I'm reading Jeff Lemire's Green Arrow, and it's actually really good. However, I don't like the character design of Green Arrow and his costume. I think it looks stupid in the new
Does
costume.
He have his goatee yet?
No, he's still just clean-shaven, and he wears... He looks sunglasses. Like a Power Ranger.
He looks like Hawkeye.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like way Hawkeye. Dumber than Hawkeye.
He looks like Green Eye.
But he's got, like, the Jim Lee costume design, where it's basically, like, armor, and it looks stupid. It looks like Green Goblin.
I don't like
the first
this Adam Strange
movie.
Design either.
I've only seen that
or
one.
Or the Martian image, Manhunter
but...
design. In fact, the only character who doesn't look stupid is Stargirl, because her costume is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
What if they just went to Stargirl and was like, well, we can't... What? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just leave it.
Oh, and Hawkman is also going to be in it.
Yay!
Animal Man kind of just has the dopiest looking costume in general.
That it's was kind of the
dopey.
Best part about it, though. When Grant Morrison wrote it, it was... Like,
with his
they would make fun
jacket,
of him all
yeah.
the time about how dopey he looked.
It's the silliest looking
it
costume.
It is very silly. I love it. It's very cool. Like,
well, I have other DC news.
Okay.
We can talk about
because then I'll talk about two DC books really briefly.
Oh my god. As I said, am I crazy in thinking that last week in Spider-Man, Pace Pot Pete was in it?
Last week?
I don't know why this is.
Pacemaker Pete?
I swear I read it. Oh no, never mind. It was Deadpool last week. Pace Pot Pete was in it, and it was
cool.
Sweet. I don't know where that came from.
I don't either. I'm trying to keep us on topic this week.
Good luck.
It's going really well right now.
Keep us in Hot Topic.
Quarneria, fourth planet of the Lilith system. Good luck. I was doing Star Fox. Okay, Wally West is going to be making his debut.
I was so excited when they announced that. Then I looked at who the creative team is.
And they've announced the new creative team for The Flash will be Robert Venditti and Van Jensen. We'll co-write the art with Brett Booth. You love Brett Booth, Rob.
I hate
No, you
like
love him. He's your
from
favorite.
Gas?
Yeah.
That was bad.
That's what, yeah.
bad joke.
But, that's Brett Booth.
Yeah, I've seen
turning that. To the end of every DC issue, at the back of it, every dishue.
Every tissue?
It just looks so stupid.
Speaking
everybody
stupid,
in Brett Booth looks stupid.
This is so dumb.
So I'm not going to read when Wally West comes back, because I hate
Venditti said that The Flash is easy to relate to because of the primal nature of the character's ability.
What?
Quote, from a very young age, one of the first things you want to be able to do is run fast, the writer says. You don't want to fly. You don't want to have a ring that makes constructs out of light. It's just a simple, basic thing. I want to be able to run fast. It's ingrained in our DNA, and here's a character that lives that out.
A.
Fuck you.
That's stupid.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
A. That's retarded. B.
he's clearly overthinking the character of the Flash and like what it means.
Yeah, it's just like, don't want our primal desire to run really fast. I don't think it is. I
mean, when you say it, you know, when you say it like that, or in other words, exactly how he said it.
Yeah, quoted, I'm not even putting words in his mouth. He's just
so
like,
stupid.
From the time I was a child, I dreamt of the day when I'd be able to run really fast. Oh, and that day never came, but now I get to live out my dream by writing a book about a guy who can run like so fast.
I can just imagine.
Write a book about Usain Bolt.
I just like wish Mark Wade wrote that book still.
Oh my god. I wish that Francis Manipal
I thought an
was
awesome team
Francis
was taking Manipal. Over the Flash.
They no. never announced it.
No, oh no, sorry. I got it reversed.
Yeah, Manipal. Did you see some of the images that he's been posting? From Manipal's been posting of Detective 30? Oh my goodness, they look so good.
I'm going to get that book again.
Francis Manipul and Brian Bucciolato. The last
That's
issue
good
that
because
was...
they're ending the other Batman book I like, the Dark Knight one, so we'll all get Detective instead.
Yeah, Detective is going to be excellent.
Wait, you're picking it up?
I've been picking up Dark Knight.
I've been picking up Dark Knight. It's very good.
I've got most of the Hurwitz run.
The Hurwitz run has been excellent.
If you ever podcasted with us, you'd know this.
I know. Did you read the latest
I podcast
issue?
With
the
you all
To be fair, I haven't read the last like five. To be fair, I bought 20 comics this week and I read 2. See, here's the problem, boys.
Banff.
I was in Banff. No, like, I find it really hard to read comics with one hand. I can read novels with one hand because I have reading them on my Kindle, but I have a really hard time reading the comics without, like, turning them into a mess. Like, they get bent and torn and shit. And I usually have the baby in my arms. So I'm either reading, like, audiobooks or podcasts or novels. So I only managed to even read any comics this week because Brody slept for half an hour before you guys came over, and I was able to read 2 comics.
Were
one of
good?
Them was Spider-Man. It was very good.
Yeah,
Spider-Man was
the other
good.
One was my favorite, so you'll hear about it at the end of the show.
The downfalls of fatherhood.
Is
it worth it?
I don't know. He doesn't even have a personality yet. I have no
did
idea.
They,
probably.
Did they announce
probably.
If
fuck, it can go one or two
Justice
ways.
League United is going to be a new number one?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And Justice League of America is getting canceled, or is it continuing? Have they mentioned that?
I think it's getting canceled.
Okay. Justice League of America is getting canceled?
Yeah, it's such a...
isn't the Justice League.
It's, issue number 11 came out this week, and since Matt Kent took it over, it's actually been one of the best DC books ever. Like,
so naturally
since
they cancel it?
Well, he was only supposed to be, like, pages like that, by the way. This is, number 11 by Eddie Barrows and Tom Derenick.
Oh, I like Eddie Barrows and Tom
Derenick. Let's see, and just make sure I have those names.
I was going to say... how many people drew it?
Yeah, Tom Derenick and Eddie Barrows. The art in it is phenomenal.
It is
throughout
really
it, the layouts of, and it's been like this ever since Matt Kent took over. So he was only solicited to do the Justice League of America for Forever Evil, and it's all been based on Star, or it's all been following Stargirl and Martian Manhunter as they're trying to get the rest of the team out of the Firestorm Matrix.
Rick and Morty,
my favorite show
This issue is just as good as the last few. I really love this book, and I really love the way that Matt Kent's been writing it. But
next time you come over, bring all the Matt Kent issues, and I'll read them in 2017.
Okay. Because they're phenomenal. They're really good stuff.
I like things that are phenomenal.
Yeah. I think he's only doing
so
the next two. And then I was under the impression that Lemire would be taking over for Justice League Canada, but I guess
April.
It's United. Yeah.
It launches in April. Originally, he was going to... this book was just going to become Justice League Canada,
yeah.
And now they decided it's bigger than that. We're going to give it a new number.
It's
one.
Not because it's
bigger
than that. It's
than
because
Canada?
One sell more. Like,
what's bigger than
that? I'm
not
denying
you.
I'm just saying that what
yeah,
Jeff Lemire
said. Yeah.
Okay, what's bigger
it'll
than
be
Canada,
good,
and who better
Russia.
Than Canyon?
Who else but Quagmire who better than Canyon? That's good.
Red Booth sucks, Charlie.
Canyon's dead now.
Actually, in April
this
is a zero
is awesome.
Issue, followed by a new number one in May. And the first storyline will be called Justice League Canada.
Cool.
Is Rick and Morty the
Dan Harmon show?
Yeah,
it's
best.
So
that's
funny. Why I have no ambition to watch
before
it.
You get onto your next DC
what?
Book,
I don't like Dan Harmon.
You'll like this stuff.
I like
it's
Dan
so
Harmon's
funny.
Stuff he does. I just don't like Dan Harmon, so I feel like I shouldn't support
him. Why don't
him
you like Dan Harmon?
Because he's an asshole.
How?
Such
what makes
an
him an
asshole? He's so pretentious. Ugh.
I'm sorry.
That
we actually have a moratorium on that word on this podcast.
I disagree.
You can't use the word pretentious on this podcast because nobody knows what it fucking means, and I know that you're not using it.
Yeah.
I know what you mean when you say it, but that's not what that fucking word means, so pick another word.
He's a dick.
That's fine.
Well, he's kind of a dick, yeah, but he's also...
my question to you is, what is he pretending to be, Ryan?
A not dick? I don't know. That's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seems like a pretty decent guy from all the things I've heard. Yeah, he's kind of a shithead, but...
I actually met him last night. He was the singer for Fastball.
But
he was imbibing in a fastball.
Hey!
Anyway, I'm not interested in this Dan Harmon thing. I want to talk about something else.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Before Rob Cox wrote his other DC book, would you shut the fuck up?
No. No, I won't.
Okay.
Stugger.
I wish we all had our own mic so I could fucking mute his. Okay, new DC book
welcome
announced
back.
For April. What are you welcoming me back for? I've been here.
Hey, there's a bunch of new DC books announced.
I know, I want to talk about one of them.
I know.
Which one?
Oh, I'm going to punch you in the fucking
neck.
Come on now. Sinestro gets an ongoing series.
Cullen Bunn is writing it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I might actually read it.
I won't, but I think it's cool.
I love Colin Bunn.
He's pretty great.
Well, I love the sixth guy.
Dale Eaglesham is drawing.
Oh, my God. Okay, sold. I love Dale Eaglesham.
Yeah, Dale Eaglesham is pretty fantastic, but...
Eaglesham.
I will admit that the last, DC event that I thought was really good was the Sinestro Corps War. Like, Blackest Night is good, but I'm on record, I think, as saying that Green Lantern and Geoff Johns in general peaked with Sinestro Corps War.
And then, I would only disagree... Just because I like Blackest Night more, I think
Peak
there.
I like Blackest Night a lot, but for me, Sinestro Corps is the peak, and then Blackest Night is still really good, but it's on the decline from Sinestro Corps.
And I like Brightest Day, but it's not half as good as
Brightest
Pope
Day.
Girl.
It was like, wow,
did you
Blackest
read
Night was really
Day?
Good. I did actually. But
I
was
Brightest
just
kind of
like, wow, I've never seen such a steep decline and giving a shit about.
I like Brightest Day, but it's not half the story.
To me, Brightest Day was a lot like Rot World, where it was just like, oh, this could be fun.
It
it isn't.
So long. It was very. It was
yes,
very.
I will.
It was too long.
It's sounding more and more like Rot World all the time, actually.
Yeah, but
Sinestro getting an ongoing series. How exciting!
And they announced a secondary Aquaman series.
Why?
Yeah,
why
is Aquaman and the others?
Really?
Who knows?
Aquaman's getting another book?
Poor Jeff, or Jeff Parker is writing the main one, isn't he? Yeah, Jeff Parker wrote it. His first issue, he didn't even get Paul Pelletier for the entire fucking issue. He had a fill-in artist on his
first
issue. Well,
who's
writing
the Aquaman spinoff?
I don't remember. Someone.
Let's look it up.
They announced Aquaman and the others, Sinestro.
They need to
Justice
do
United.
A better job at things.
Well, some of their stuff is really, really excellent. I mean, you've got Scott Snyder working in your camp, and you've got Charles Soule writing really, really quality stuff. Jeff Lemire is really good. Matt Kent has just kind of been thrown at Justice League of America, and he's killing it.
Aquaman and the Others, coming from DC Comics by Dan Juergens, and is that Paco Medina? It says Medina.
Medina.
Dan Juergens is excellent, but
it's La Medina because I remember reading.
Oh yeah,
La Medina.
It is. Yeah, yeah.
Who
that's
is
cool.
Not half the artist Bill Willingham is, but...
Okay. Huh. That's
okay, well,
I mean, the fact that we're living in an era where DC thinks that Aquaman needs two books and Wonder Woman is going to be a supporting character in a Batman movie is pretty depressing.
Yeah, but at least the Wonder Woman book is...
Yeah, it's good. It's a book. But seriously, how does Wonder Woman... I guess she has two books if she's in the other one. Transition, there you go. Talk about Wonder Woman's other book. I did that on purpose. That was my plan all
along. So... Superman Wonder Woman number 4 by Charles Soule and Tony S. Daniel, as well as there's a backup by Paolo Sequeira doing pencils, but it's just a continuation of the story. I really liked I wanted to mention this because I really enjoyed how they broke up the the artists by doing two separate stories, because I didn't want to see the main story arc get drawn by someone else.
So you were happy that they ruined someone's marriage?
Yeah.
Because they broke up.
I see.
The artist broke up the artist.
So I'm assuming this issue was only 12 pages of Tony Daniel. So I'm assuming they did that so that he could keep pace and he could still do the main arc. I'm just guessing. I'm hoping that's why. And then the art in the second half of the book is a much more toned down style for still a really excellent story. But
that's a good drawing.
It's
Batman.
Been. The best part about this book is that. Its kind of conceit is that it's about the relationship between Superman and Wonder Woman, but it's very peripheral in this book. It's more just a really cool Zod story and a very cool Phantom Zone story, because Doomsday's been coming in and out of the Phantom Zone. Basically, the Phantom Zone is on the fritz, and Zod has come out, and it's a really exciting story, and Charles Soule writes Superman very well, as well as Wonder Woman. Anyway, what were you saying about Wonder Woman? How can she be
in two places should, at once because who gives a shit?
Hey, so continuity. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but George A. Romero is doing a new zombie project.
Like, I did know that. Yeah,
yeah, the comic
Empire of the Dead.
Yeah, Alex Ross.
No, Alex Malev is doing the book.
Oh,
art yeah. and cover. And I wasn't interested, but now that I'm like, now I don't really care about zombies, but I like Romero, and Alex Malev is fucking incredible. So I might end up buying that.
Yeah, I remember when we were talking about it. You're like, I don't give a shit.
I remember so about saying that, but I don't remember. I didn't know Alex Malev was on the book.
No, they just announced
that's the only reason I give a shit.
And they showed that one cover.
Yeah, that's the only reason I care is that Alex Malev is doing the book.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, did you guys see who was cast in the new Ant-Man movie?
Yeah.
The new Ant-Man movie.
I hate Michael Douglas. I like Michael Douglas, but I like the fact that creep. Hank Pym is not Ant-Man.
It's
Hank
Scott
Pym
Lang.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah, Scotty Lang.
I mean, frankly, my favorite Ant-Man is Eric O'Grady, and I wish that that was the Ant-Man they were doing. But
yeah. Actually, Paul Rudd is playing Johnny Lang, the guitar player, and he becomes...
Who's Johnny Lang?
This is weird. This is such a reversal.
I always used to do this.
What? Say stupid things?
Say stupid things.
No,
I don't know who Johnny Lang is. I've never even heard of him.
He's a great blues player.
He looks like Army Hammer.
He's very good.
Okay.
He looks like the Lone Ranger.
Hey, should we do a Newsarama list?
Yes, okay. but first, rest in peace, Mae Young.
Mae Young passed on, I know.
She didn't.
She is survived
like
by a giant hand.
Yeah.
She was 90. Show some respect. She wrestled in 9 different decades.
Yeah.
Well, how many decades have you wrestled in?
2.5.
You're a liar. You're a filthy little thief.
Wrestle
all right, guys,
with your emotions.
It's time for the 10 best comic book live action TV series of all time.
Oh my
Birds
god, I'm
prey.
So excited.
Are you ready? Number 10.
I watched the first episode.
Wonder Woman! This list is already flawed because this should be number one.
Linda Carter?
Yes, Linda Carter. Well done. I like this show a lot, actually. Have you
Jimmy
ever
Carter?
Watched the show?
No.
No, but good.
I've seen pictures. Linda Carter is so freaking hot.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Ugh.
She was a good Wonder Woman.
Like, I'm sure now
wonderful.
She's, you know,
no, she still looks pretty good for an older gal. Let's see if I can find a picture of her. Linda Carter now. Which is a new series from Marvel coming out in May.
All new. Linda Carter. Now, point then. I'm trying to think what else will be on this list. Incredible Hulk. The original Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Smallville.
Yeah.
They're going to put Arrow on because they're stupid.
See, that's...
Arrow
sucks.
Okay.
She's like,
very
that
really,
pretty good
many,
for...
Did you just watch the first I couldn't episode? Even make it through the first episode.
Anyway.
So
but can't you agree that the action was cool? Like, the action sequences were good.
That's stupid.
I gotta be honest with you. Like action sequences are cool. It's not enough anymore.
No. I don't.
G.I. Joe Rise of the Cobra.
Wholeheartedly.
Or no, the other one. What was the other one? The second one.
In what?
G.I. Joe. The second G.I. Joe movie.
I did not see it.
Retaliation.
He did have cool action
you
scenes.
You need to see it right now. How was that snubbed on the Oscars? God.
Number 9. Dennis the Menace.
Alright.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of the original TV series, which is weird because I watch old TV a lot. But it was popular in the 50s. And the comic is actually really good. I used to buy when Fantagraphics was putting out, they might still be for all I know, but I had the first 3 collections of like the yearly book. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, The Adventures of Superman, the George Reeves show.
Okay.
He died.
He did, and they made a good movie out of it. But
isn't that Ben Affleck?
Yeah, he was good in it. I actually quite liked the George Reeves series. Number 7, The Flash, okay. I don't know why we as fans think this show was good. Like, you hear a lot of people going, oh, the Flash show was pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
It was fucking idiotic.
Wasn't Mark Hamill the trickster?
Mark Hamill was the trickster, and that was the one really good thing about it. But it was dumb. It was dumb. Number 6, The Middleman. I've never seen The Middleman.
I don't know
but
what
it was
is.
A short. It was an indie comic series, I think, that came out from Viper Comics. And it was a show on ABC Family. Apparently it was really good, but it was a lot like Buffy, I think. But, I never ended up seeing it.
Barfie
I heard it was good.
The Vampire Slayer.
That's the show. Number 5. Batman 66 is number 5.
Hey,
it should
they,
be number
1. They just all right,
guys. Yeah,
deal
think
to
it
release.
Yeah. That's why they made the list here. Yep. Yeah, because it's finally coming out on DVD for the first time ever this year.
Batman 66.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
So, yeah, this is annoying because...
Definitely going to own it.
What fucking shows is Newsarama going to say are better than Batman 66?
They're
going
to say Smallville.
Incredible.
Oh,
Hulk.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Smallville
is going to be.
They'll probably say Hulk. They'll probably say Smallville. They're so dumb.
Do you think they'll say Arrow? Do you really think they will?
I hope not.
Number 4, The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
I like that show, but it should be below Batman 66.
It's worth it for Sad Hulk music.
Is it?
Sad Hulk music's the best.
I always wondered why they made him David Banner instead of Bruce Banner. Like, why did they change his name to David?
I can't remember, but I remember reading the story of why. But
there was an actual reason?
Yeah, and it's, like, really dumb. Like, insanely dumb. Also, in, I think it's the Trial of the Incredible Hulk, the character of Thor appears.
Yes.
And it's the guy who plays in American Wedding. He's, like, the guy who at one point pretends to be a butler. That's all I remember.
What guy?
Eric Allen Kramer is his name. Why do I know his name? And why do I know that he played Thor in the Trial of the Incredible
Eric
Hulk?
Eric Allen Kramer, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Wow. Who is in American Wedding,
an American
who played
wedding,
a butler.
And he's on a that... show. He's on a show now on AMC Family.
What and show? He's the reason why
they
called
him
David.
Were you
Banner?
Doing research on him?
No, I just...
He's on Good Luck Charlie. And he played Dave Rogers on the Hughleys.
Can I see, is there a picture?
That's a picture of him as Thor. He was also in True Romance. He played Boris. Oh, he was Little John in Robin Hood Men in Tights. But don't let my knife
know that guy. Yeah, he was the gay guy in American Wedding.
Oh, that guy. Really?
He played, he, at the one point,
Mr.
he's
Belvedere.
Like the butler. Yeah, Mr. Belvedere the butler.
Yeah, and he played David Banner.
No, he played Thor.
Yeah. In the Trial of...
And it's like, it's like a Viking Thor.
Steve Blake played Donald Blake.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Thor is a Norse...
Yeah, but it's, that's not like Marvel Thor at all. The Thor from that, it's very Norse mythology Thor.
Well, let's move on.
Yep.
Number three.
It's a Thor thumbtack.
Smallville.
It went 10 seasons though, right? Like,
yeah, it was like a total of 19 good episodes.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it has...
Honestly, it's one of those shows that like fanboys really like for some reason.
I have it all. I've never watched
the first three seasons are fine.
So where's the good point, and is the very beginning of
second
the show?
Season
second
is
season.
So I think everyone in this room, except for Charlie, is about to become really annoyed by the top two. I just skipped ahead. Number two is Arrow.
Better than Batman 66. So
why would that make
even
me
better
happy?
Than Smallville? I've seen like a grand total of like 2 minutes of that show, and I can say without any worry of being wrong, it's not even as good as that.
You know what Arrow has, though, that no other show has? It
shirtless
has
men.
The best marketing campaign.
A
I have
bunch
seen
of
every actor
men.
From the show without a shirt on. Look,
I
look,
really
want to
hear the
there's
pitch for
book.
It. Like, what was the pitch for these
dude, there's a green
ads.
Hue in the corner.
Do you
that's
think that was
green.
It? You just, like, shirtless guy in green
guy
hue and that
hue?
Was your
Charlie,
pitch?
What is the name of the character?
That's probably Slade Wilson.
No, you fucking...
You're a fucking idiot. What's
no,
the name of
the
character
of
the character
show? The show is based on?
Arrow.
Don't even bother. He doesn't understand yes and.
What, is that actually Slade Wilson, though?
I don't know. I was just guessing.
You guys
want to
see
looked
the funniest...
He looked older, so
okay.
Slade Wilson's old.
I beat up... Before you say number one...
Oh, which
so
is obvious
hard?
And annoying.
Holy shit.
It's obvious and annoying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You could probably guess it.
I took
it,
me so long.
I'll have to show you this later.
Do it.
I'll have to show you the worst art of John Constantine I have ever seen in my entire life. In Constantine number...
Joey, can you take a picture of that and make it the Comics Roundup thing? Like, on this pod?
Oh.
Come on. It's so fantastic.
He looks like,
I love
he
it.
Looks
like Nathan
like,
Fillion.
He looks like his nose is a dick. It looks so
it's really great.
Stupid. It's some of the worst it's anything
really
ever.
He just looks like really like... Yeah, it looks like Nathan Fillion.
Anyway.
Or Jeremy Renner. I don't know.
It looks really
cool. It kind of reminds me of Ross from Friends in a weird way.
Kind of, yeah. David Schwimmer is John Constantine.
Look at that. Look at that.
So there's like not
they,
a single
they
good
greenlit a pilot for Constantine.
That's so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
That
and
show's
going to... Or no.
I think that's NBC, and then Fox is doing the Commissioner Gordon show.
Oh, yeah.
Which now they're basically like, oh no, it's an
it's
origin tale of Bruce Wayne.
It's actually all about Gotham and young Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne.
Like
young Bruce Wayne. Young Bruce Wayne is totally the star of the show.
So,
Wayne.
They said the end Joey and I...
Didn't someone turn down the role of Gordon that they approached?
Oh, probably.
I was just reading that on CBR.
I think any
sane
actor would, unless they really needed the money.
So Joey and I have a close friend who writes for a TV show out of Vancouver. And I was talking to him about the Constantine show because I said, it looks like the biggest pile of dog shit I have ever... I bet you anything it's going to suck. And I'm really bummed because it could be really cool, but it's just going to be awful. And he's like, oh, actually, one of the producers on the show that I work on is like
kind of at the head of the Constantine show. And I kind of was like, oh, did I just insult? I'm sorry. I was like, oh, well, I hope it's good. Then he goes, oh, no, it's going to be fucking awful. That guy's a dickhead. It was so funny. He's like,
what show
yeah.
does he write for?
Why would we say that? Use your fucking head. Yeah. So
tell us
yeah.
later.
Let's
tell
put
us
on the internet our friend who writes for a TV show getting fired for slagging
yeah.
off his.
Who's going to listen to this? Justin?
You're right. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Come
yeah.
on.
No, you come on. You don't put. You're going to get people fired.
Before, yeah,
tell us later.
Okay.
In my head, while you were telling the story, I was thinking, Charlie's going to ask what show it is. I was thinking, he's going to ask what show it is. And I was getting madder while I kept thinking it.
In so our friendship, do you think it's possible that I just got, like, dumber? Have I just
no,
become, like, a season 5 caricature no. of myself at this point?
Yeah. See, I don't know. I was just like, I thought it was funny because my reaction was so much louder because I was like, I guarantee
see,
he's going to ask what show it was. I know it. I know it. God damn it!
I was going to ask who it was and what show it was, and then my
but
the only reason I didn't was because I was like, nobody listens would care, like, and nobody listens.
No, I know that no one listens to our show. My yeah. point is that what if one of us, like, I don't know, kills a hooker and we become newsworthy, and then people go, oh my god, we can listen to this show, like a Columbine situation. Whoever wants to go back and see what caused Charlie to snap and kill a
so
bunch of people,
grim.
It's because Joey's yelling at him all the time. So they go back to hear the origin story of why Charlie fucking killed a bunch of children, and they hear that,
I
oh my god,
children.
Did you hear, we have to get this guy fired off this TV show. Anyway.
Because he called one guy a dickhead. But you
hey! I don't look. I'm not going to have my friend's career damaged by some shitty podcast peripherally. Yeah, and never mind that. Stop murdering children.
I've murdered zero to no children.
Anyway, we should all be able to guess what the number one is and be annoyed
Agents
by
of
it.
Shield?
No, actually, Agents of Shield
Birds
didn't
of
make
Prey.
The list. Birds of Prey should have made the list. How are you not getting this? It's the most popular television show in the world right now.
Walking Dead?
The
Lost.
Walking Dead.
Oh.
Boo. Oh, I was thinking Super.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
Lost
I was thinking.
Is still on TV.
That's what I was thinking.
I thought Lost was a joke.
That's how confusing the show is. Ryan doesn't think it's over.
He thinks it's I've been waiting for that next episode for so long.
No, we're in Lost, I think. And we might be dead, but we might not be.
Wait, we're in Lost. I think. Well, anyway. Yeah, The Walking Dead is the number one greatest television show of all time.
I will argue for too. That. Not to say that quality-wise it's the best comic book show. The most important? Absolutely. 1,000,000%.
I don't know. What if, I mean, Batman 66 pretty much saved DC Comics.
Well,
like,
yeah. Okay.
Would anybody...
That's
I honestly wonder, would anybody... Would superheroes be what they are today without Batman 66? I
That's
highly doubt it.
That's a fair point.
It is a thank you.
That's
thank
a very
you,
fair point. I just like The Walking Dead, and I don't think it's a bad show. I think
I, do,
it,
but
yeah, I think it's
it
a
exists.
Show with plenty of bad episodes and some
oh,
really
so
good
many.
Episodes.
Yeah, like all of them.
No, the new seasons were quite good.
Yeah, like the new seasons were very good, but like
the first three were a dud.
Oh god, the second season is maybe the worst thing I've ever watched
oh
for
god,
the
so
middle
stupid.
Eight episodes. But like,
can't
it's
do it.
It's important.
Can't
it's
watch
such
something
a huge
horrible
show
for a whole year in the hopes that it might get good.
It's such a huge show, and
yeah, it's another
yeah
thing.
It sent people into comic book stores to basically buy one book, but
yeah.
it's sending
so it's
people
great.
Into
well,
comic book stores.
I agree, it's awesome.
Which is awesome.
But my question
yeah.
to you guys is this. Have you ever used a staple gun before?
Yep.
Have you ever fired a staple into your dick?
No, in my arm.
I'm
to try and
okay.
get a fastball
yeah,
out
you shot
of it.
A staple gun into your arm, on purpose or by accident?
Okay, well, it was a...
Wait,
just,
you had
a okay. just staple, but I slammed it in on purpose.
So you have stapled your arm.
Yeah.
And it hurt like a motherfucker, right?
Yeah,
you did
bad.
Not enjoy it.
Yeah.
Did you try over and over again in the hopes that you might start enjoying it eventually?
Not that I would have started
Maybe Ryan's a bad example.
Did you keep stapling your arm over and over again, going, oh man, this really hurts every time I do it, but maybe eventually I will hate it less.
In grade 8 social studies, I took a stapler and kept putting staples into my arm. I put like 4 into my arm before the teacher saw what I was doing. And I was doing it for laughs, let's be real. I was doing it for
okay,
pussy.
Okay, so right, Charlie is right. This is not the right person to ask this.
No.
But are we all getting my subtle
get it. Is it
analogy
subtle?
Here? It's fucking
staples
sarcasm. I know it's not
dick.
Subtle. I said arm.
Well, first you said
You first
dick.
Said dick, actually.
Yeah, but then I thought there's no way he's done that.
But arm? Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, season 4. Not bad.
See, was this past one, the season 4?
Well, it's still going.
Okay.
It's in a mid-season break.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
actually,
first half of season
once
four.
It started getting really good, I kind of stopped watching it.
Yeah, see, I really like season
what
four, and season three
was
okay.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
I don't know.
I almost hope you do kill a bunch of children, so they'll put you away, and I won't have to talk to you anymore.
See, season one was bad. Season two is a really good four-episode arc stretched into 12
maybe
episodes.
Maybe good. I'll keep watching
season
it.
Season three
got good.
Okay,
I'm done with this.
Well, I canceled cable.
I'm going to cancel you.
Well, I'm sorry that there's no way that you could access a television show other than cable.
Well, I'm also really
lazy. I make my point known.
Wait, are you shaming him for not stealing?
You should feel
bad. He's just
bad,
like,
Charlie.
Yeah, I haven't stolen. And Ryan's like, idiot. Why the fuck not? Basically,
I mean, he's not wrong.
Basically, the message we have to take home from this episode is only Rob and I are smart. And that's only so far.
What? He hasn't even said anything.
That's what I mean. We still have another 30 minutes or so. Rob could end up with you guys being stupid as well.
Do you guys want to play a game?
Yes, I totally do.
Yes, I do.
All right. So this is a brand new feature on the show.
A new game.
This is a brand new game.
Do you have a theme song?
I do have a theme song.
It's game time. Gonna play a game. It's the same time, everything. And it's probably stupid, but it'll be funny, hopefully.
I wrote that at home, and I got Joey to perform it. I thought it would be the best.
It's really good.
Song's over.
Okay, so this is a game called Truth or Dare Devil.
Slide whistle.
Truth or Dare Devil.
This is a show called... What?
What? No,
this is a game called Truth or Dare Devil.
And the points don't matter.
Yes, no, they matter.
Everything is made up, though.
They matter. So I'm gonna ask you a question, and you're gonna tell me if it's true or if it is Daredevil.
Cool. This sounds like fun.
Let me just write down your names.
I'm excited.
All right.
We're gonna start
Charlie's here. I might not lose.
We're gonna start with Charlie here.
Okay.
The current volume of Daredevil will conclude with issue 36. Truth or Daredevil?
Daredevil.
No, that's true. See, that's the thing. You act like we were mean to you to make you lose the game every time, but then he throws you a fucking softball and you're like, Daredevil?
I don't read Daredevil.
Good baseball reference.
Fuck.
Good baseball reference. Well, the last issue of this volume of Daredevil is 36, and then they're starting again with number 1. Okay, Ryan.
You me.
Yeah. Matt Murdock, truth
for fuck's sake.
Truth or Daredevil?
Daredevil.
Daredevil, that's 1 point to Ryan. You're right. Good job.
I got one for you, K-Quick.
All right.
It's truth. Our truth.
I know.
That's wrestling.
Okay, moving on to Joey.
What's up?
Sing.
Here I am.
Along with doing colors, Javier Rodriguez has also penciled a few issues during Mark Waid's run. Truth or Daredevil?
Truth.
It's 1 point to Joey. That is true. That happened. The last couple issues were happening.
Tied for first.
Tied for first place. Charlie.
Yeah.
Foggy Nelson. Truth or Daredevil?
Truth.
Well,
no, because sometimes Foggy Nelson has to disguise himself as Daredevil to protect Matt's secret identity.
Yeah, sorry, pal.
Yeah. What an idiot.
That was a Daredevil.
What an idiot.
That was Daredevil. Alrighty, moving on to Ryan here.
Yeah.
Daredevil was created by Stan Lee and Bill Everett. Truth or Daredevil?
Truth.
Truth. That's another point to Ryan. Very well done.
Good job, buddy.
Joey. Ole Hornhead.
Daredevil.
Truth or Daredevil?
Daredevil.
Yeah. Ole Hornhead is Daredevil.
Awesome. We're doing so good, bud.
Yeah.
This is the greatest game of all time.
This is amazing because I feel so accepted.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Are you okay? You alright?
I'm fine. I'm sorry.
Doing okay? Charlie, the 2013 New England Patriots. Truth or Daredevil?
Truth or Daredevil, Charlie?
Truth or Daredevil? The 2013 New England Patriots.
Hey.
Fuck. Daredevil.
Oh, Charlie.
I hate everything.
Unfortunately, no. It was truth.
Ryan.
I feel like that one was set up for me, though.
Ryan.
Go on.
Here comes blank, the man without fear. Truth or Daredevil?
Daredevil.
It's another point.
Nice, dude, you're on fire.
This one says, "There goes Daredevil."
Yeah,
because drowning. Because he's drowning.
Because Joey, you're on fire. Yes, sir.
Going to Joey. Ben Affleck, truth or Daredevil?
Well, he was Daredevil in a movie.
1 point to Joey. Right,
dude, we're gonna share victory. I think I love
you
this
guys
game.
Are doing really well. Charlie.
Yeah.
Elektra?
Truth or Daredevil? She's Daredevil's girlfriend.
Yeah, she's Daredevil's.
That doesn't. Bullshit! I call bullshit on that one. Fuck your game.
His name is Bullseye, and it's Daredevil's nemesis.
Oh, God, just burn.
Oh. I'm sorry, Charlie. But yeah, we got a.
What a sore loser.
From that one?
Fuck you guys.
Oh.
Is that what I mean?
Ryan. Yeah. Occasional Avenger. Truth or Daredevil?
Daredevil
is occasionally an Avenger.
Dude, I am so proud of you right now.
Thank you.
This Joey, is the first test I've passed in years.
The planet is incrementally getting warmer due to man-made CO2 contributions known as global warming.
That is
truth or Daredevil?
An inconvenient truth.
That is truth, Joey. Very well done.
Al Gore.
The best question ever.
Elbow the tooth.
All right, come on. So we believe in you. You got this one. You got this one.
This
buddy.
One's worth 5 points. You can win. The game.
What are you doing? Why are you doing
what,
that?
Do you have faith in him? Right?
No, yeah, Joey, it's me. Like, let's
what are you doing? What are you, Mario Party all of a sudden? You gotta let him have the win.
The star.
Okay. All right.
This is actually for 1 point, but it keeps you from being a complete fucking goon. All right. This is like a non. This is for like the goon.
I believe it's Rob's game, Joey.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, let me.
You hear me speak to me?
Hey guys, come on. Game master over here. Truth or Daredevil? Come on, calm down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had 12 questions, didn't I?
You asked us, me and Ryan, each 4, which means you've already asked us 12 questions. Have you run out of questions?
Ran out of questions, but I've got a bonus one for Charlie.
All right, give me a bonus question.
Okay. So, September 11th, truth or Daredevil?
He did this, like, cocked his eyebrow?
No, you bastard.
Oh my god.
You stupid bastard.
Wow.
True.
September 11th was perpetrated by Daredevil.
Damn it!
So it was
that's
actually
all
Daredevil.
I can think.
So that's the end of our
game.
Thank
truth?
You very much for the first. You guys share first place. Congratulations.
Job,
well, good try.
Don't touch me.
All right.
You get a participation round.
We just played the truth or Daredevil. We found out that Charlie will kill himself, probably. Ryan and Joey came in first, and Robbie is a quiz master. And Charlie, he was always the worst, but Robbie is holding a blaster from Star Wars.
Yep. Good theme song, guys.
Good game, Rob.
Yeah, thanks.
I enjoyed Truth or Daredevil.
Yeah, it was
immensely.
Super fun.
That was a very fun game.
So let's play. I have a new segment. You guys want to hear my new segment? It's called These Are the Books that Joey Bought That He Hasn't Read. It's a new segment where I'm going to list all the comics that I purchased this week that I have not had a chance to read because of my child.
You got an issue of a comic book that I forgot came out.
Now,
and
some
I
of these didn't come out this week,
list.
But they were reorders that I got this week. So, it's time to play or listen to the books that Joey wishes he was reading. Okay?
Books that Joey wishes he was reading.
But he can't because baby shit his pants again. Okay, so I bought Legendary, a steampunk adventure. From Bill William?
I wish I would have got that.
I kind of think steampunk is dopey, but I like Bill William.
I like Bill William enough to get dopey steampunk. Did you read that, like, DC's doing steampunk month?
Only for covers, though. Like, just the covers. The variants are all steampunk covers. I'm like,
okay.
Well, that'll bring people in the building.
Honestly, I've seen... There's a guy who... Okay, this is not steampunk, but I'm telling you the story anyway. I was at a subway. Did I ever tell you the story about the subway and the guy at the tail?
What?
Okay, I was at a subway getting a sandwich... As you do. And this kid and his friend came in, and this kid had on pink furry leg warmers, like Olivia Newton-John wore in the video for Let's Get Physical.
Okay.
Hot.
Nice.
Yeah,
sexy.
But he also had, like, big, long, like, combat boots. And then he had a fanny pack with a foxtail coming down the back. So he had this long foxtail. And then he had, like, a vest, like a steampunk-type vest that was, like, a Victorian kind of thing with, like, a frilly shirt. And he had a top hat. And he had fingernails painted black, and he had, like, wrist thing, like, dangles on.
Bangles? Like,
bangles.
Okay, yeah.
The band, I mean, not the like bangles. Wonder Woman bangles. Band, like bangles. Leather bangles.
Okay.
Bangles so, and so his friend was dressed basically like me. So just like a schlubby fat kid wearing a hoodie and shorts.
Schlubby.
And like... but it was funny because not only was the gentleman dressed in the eccentric dressed gentleman eccentrically dressed... He was a chatty Cathy, I'm not going to lie. So he's like telling the guy at Subway how this was his favorite Subway, and there's the best, and he could stop going to his old Subway, he goes to this one now, because you guys do it right. And the guy was just like, that's great. This guy was just kind of like, oh, we're going to fucking Subway, I don't care. Shut up, you weirdo with the fucking tail. And I was in lines going, this kid is delightful. But I thought the weirdest part of it for me, though, was like, who is this friend who's just like, oh, I can't take him anywhere, look at him. Look what he's dressed like. And now he's fucking telling the Subway guy about how this is the best Subway. God damn my life. Like, he just looked like so defeated by life. And he was just like, this is the... Like, seriously, I'm trying to be normal, but all the other kids in school think I'm an idiot because I grew up with this fucking weirdo. And then he did this on us, and now...
He's a Subway aficionado anywhere.
Yeah, he's way into Subway. Anyway, it was
now, in fairness to this guy, though, normal... It's just a setting on a washing machine.
Do you have any more, as in the words of Brian Johnson, do you have any more slogans from Hot Topic you want to drop on us here, Ryan?
No, but I'm sure he has plenty, that kid.
Yeah. Well, anyway, back to books that Joey Wish.
Is that what they sell there?
Foxtails?
At Hot Topic?
Sell, like, ridiculous.
No,
like a clothing store.
They don't sell foxtails at Hot Topic.
So where did he get it?
I don't know. I didn't strike up a conversation with the man. I wanted to get my fucking pizza sub and get out.
Excuse me, sir. Stop complimenting the
excuse
Subway
me.
Chefs.
Excuse
where did
me.
You get your tail?
I have to ask this. I have been looking high and low.
On the plus side,
this is not a gay boy, by the way.
On the plus side, so he said that he only came to this Subway because they made his
yeah.
sub right. So
and
we
he stopped
finally,
going to the old Subway.
We finally found out what the fox says.
And like, I like your sub. And he was just like, and he was making a big deal about how he goes out of his way to come to this Subway because it's better. He has to take two buses. I was like,
what?
In my head, I was just like, what the fuck?
Who needs to take two buses to any place to get
I
the
wouldn't
food?
Take two
yeah,
buses
let alone
to Ruth's
Subway.
Steakhouse for a free steak. I sure as shit wouldn't go to Subway. I go to Subway because it's near my house and it's relatively inexpensive and less likely to give me diarrhea than the Taco Bell.
For a Ruth's Chris steak, I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
Yeah, you would.
Just to munch
be
on
the
a
man
steak.
Who ate that steak with
oh,
the butter on
it. It's
amazing. They do make really
oh my
good steak.
Goodness.
It is the best steak. Oh. Anyway, back to the segment of the things Joy wishes he was reading. A few weeks ago, Sledgehammer 44, the Lightning War series started, and I got number 2.
Lightning War!
But I hadn't bought number 1. So our good friend Chris ordered it for me, and now I have that. Yeah. Wraith number 3.
Oh, I have that in my file, but I didn't read it yet.
I haven't read number 2 yet, but
number
1 was great.
Number 1
was great.
You
also haven't read Nosferatu.
That's true, which is kind of why...
I skipped this because this was your pick, right?
You guys also haven't read Lock and Key, and it's incredible.
I read Volume 1.
Lock and Key.
I want to read that,
Alex plus Ada, I got number 3 of that. Yeah, I know that was your pick, so I'll skip it. Daredevil. I haven't read 34 yet either. Didn't 34 just come out?
Yep, last week.
Yeah, last week.
Cool.
This one was spectacular.
Coffin Hill.
It's always
number
excellent.
4.
Coffin Hill was pretty good.
I like this book. I like the covers a lot. I think I keep buying it because the covers
Dave
are
Dave Johnson is so cool. And Nakamarandu in it.
Nobody's
Mirandi
picked.
Is really
good.
No.
Egos, number
that's,
1.
That's
haven't
good.
Read it yet. Some back
it's
issues of SF.
Cereal.
Clown Fatale, number 3. I'm excited to get caught up in this book because it's fun. Regular Show, number 8. Adventure Time 24, God is Dead, number 5.
You're still getting that book?
I think this is the last issue with Hickman.
I should have picked this up.
I would be annoyed to have, like, the first 3 parts of a story. So, I think this is the last issue that Hickman's writing, or it might be one more. It's not very good.
No?
I also got Curse. Does anyone else get Curse?
No, I really wanted to, and I think I'm going to go back and pick it up.
It was good timing, because it's about werewolves, isn't it? And I was just thinking how much I like werewolves, and I haven't read any werewolf stuff for a while, so I'm hoping this is about
may
werewolves.
May I look at it, actually?
You may.
Ross only does a few of the pages.
And Department of Monsterology, number 4.
How is first. That series? Have you read any of it? Or?
I've read the first 2.
Are they good?
No, they're not, actually. They're actually not very good at all. They're a poorly written knockoff of BPRD.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a skip,
the arts are really, the art's nice, and the covers are great. Yeah, it didn't do much for me, no.
No.
It's okay. I shouldn't say it's bad. It's just, it didn't...
Would
it
be one
it
that
very,
you would recommend
very,
to
no,
anybody?
It feels very... I would recommend BPRD. It feels very derivative of BPRD.
Okay.
But, in fairness, I haven't finished it, so...
Okay.
The last book that I loved that was very derivative of BPRD was Frankenstein Age Initiate.
I love that
book. Yeah, me too. So that concludes the books that Joey wishes he was reading.
Can I talk quickly about three books that I did read?
Was this someone's pick?
Nope.
Nope.
Was this someone's pick?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so I won't mention that. Also, Velvet number 3.
You didn't read Velvet?
No, I only read two books.
I thought that was the best issue of Velvet. By far.
Yeah. I can't wait to read it. I'm definitely going to read it. I'm excited.
So fantastic.
Velvet was awesome.
As an aside, I also read Thor God of Thunder, issue 17, which is the finale of the Accursed storyline.
Wait, are we getting to our pick?
And it ends really cool.
We are going to get to our pick here pretty soon.
This Thor storyline is cool, and there's a really cool tease that, I think it's the next storyline, but it might be the next one shot. The next storyline involves the Corporation Roxxon.
Corporation?
Have you ever gotten your rocks off?
And
Mr. McMahon!
And Old King Thor, and also Galactus.
Ooh.
Guys, there's a documentary coming out called Doomed. It's a documentary
about Roger Corman's
Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
I want to see it.
I read it on
Sleepy. Have you ever watched that movie?
My God,
is it awesome.
Yeah.
I watched it a long time ago. YouTube first happened.
Did anyone read this book?
Nope.
No, I read and trade.
So, Peter Pan's Across, number 16, it's the Tiger Lily arc.
Isn't it the beginning of the second half of the series, because it's going to be a 30-issue series, I think he said.
Sweet. Yeah, so this is, like, they've been structured in, like, 5-issue arcs.
Yeah.
And this is the Tiger Lily one.
Character, yeah.
So this is my favorite so far.
Cool, I can't wait to read it.
And Tyler Jenkins just gets better every single issue, but it's immediately violent, and Tiger Lily is a badass. It's an excellent issue of Peter Panzerfaust.
Remember in Mystery Man when he's all like, "What's up, Tiger Lily?
What's up, Tiger Lily?"
And they gets punched in the face.
And no one else reads Astro City, hey?
Wait, doesn't he get smashed in the top of the head?
I don't know.
Top of your head.
Top of the morning.
I really like
Mystery
Man. I like the movie too. It's really good. Yeah. I saw it for a friend's birthday party when I was a kid.
I watch it a lot.
It is awesome.
You guys know what book is my number one most anticipated comic for me that's coming up?
Fart.
I know.
Moon Knight.
Yeah, Brian knows because he's looking at my computer screen. Ms. Marvel, number one.
Oh, yeah, you are producing.
So
that.
Fucking excited.
I'm actually, it looks cool.
First of all, it sounds like they're doing something different. G. Willow Wilson is writing it, is the big reason. They're doing something different. They're actually trying to get behind this new character. It's a new character, a cool idea, and I just like the idea of them, even if it's disingenuous, which I don't think it is, trying to do a character. This is a Muslim Pakistani American teenager. It sounds like a really cool character.
Yeah.
It sounds magical.
I didn't realize that.
Gwilla Wilson, yeah.
Sweet, I'll read that.
I'm so excited for this book.
I just saw her name and I went, I might get that, but no, I'll definitely get that.
Yeah,
it's really going to be really, really, I'm really excited for it. So, and it looks like Adrian Alfona is doing the art.
Can I do a book?
Just not that one.
Oh, is it?
That's my pick.
That's your pick? Yeah. Sorry. Okay, I'll do this book. Did anybody else read this book?
No!
No?
No.
I bought
did
it.
You?
Remember I mentioned it in
okay.
the pile.
No, I know you didn't, but... okay, well, Eagles number one, which is Earth Galactic Operatives. So far, it's setting up to be a really fun, just indie superhero comic. I don't want to say too much about it, because I think Ryan should really read it. Yeah, it's basically about this guy who's part of an old superhero team, and this huge galactic villain has ascended.
Gotten all up in their grill.
Yeah, gotten all up in their grill. So he's decided to put together in 7 days a new version of a superhero team.
There's a panel there that looks so much like a Rossmo panel. That face looks very
Rossmo.
Yeah,
I actually thought
it is. Yeah, and like this character, he's like a very vain kind of character. His superpower is
he probably
he's able
this
to.
Comic is about him.
He's able to, like, his superpower is that he's able to seduce people, but he's aged quite a lot, and he actually disguises it when he goes out in public with this holographic collar that he wears. So far, it's cool. I think I'll pick up the next issue, and I love the color work in it, and I love the art in it.
It's very light blue.
And the narrative is really fun, too. It's told from the point of view of this slacker kid.
Slacker!
You find out his connection to the rest of the characters at the end of the book.
Can I recommend something to you guys that isn't a comic book?
Sure.
Yes, but it's you would like it if you're cool.
Is it that thing where you like sit on your hand until it goes numb?
You know what? That more than makes up for any. That makes up for the damn thing. That makes up for everything, dude. I applaud you. I don't even want to tell you what it is now. Is it that thing where you sit on your? Actually, before I tell you, can I? There's another thing that I didn't know about this, but Vertigo has announced a new quarterly anthology series called CMYK.
What?
Yeah.
What's so it we, about?
It's an anthology series.
Well, but what's the theme of it?
The colors cyan, magenta, yellow, and black serve as the inspiration for talent to push the boundaries of short storytelling in the Vertigo quarterly CMYK case. Starting with the stunningly simple bold cover, CMYK will defy all conventions of traditional comic book anthologies.
This is really good.
The unifying color
may suggest
a
new
plot
point,
coloring technique,
I'm glad how long
limited
it is.
Only by the imagination of the
I'm
incredible
so
talent. You want to hear who fucking is involved in it, you dicks?
Yeah.
Jock, Fabio Moon,
whoa.
James Tinney on the fourth, Martin Morezzo, thank you, Keanu, Robert Rohde and Javier Fernandez, Amy Chu, Joe Kiedinch, Chris Peters, Sean Simon, Tony Akins, and more. And I personally love more. So,
the
yeah.
original writer? Now, in fairness...
Don't jump ahead.
This is like, oh, I have a great idea for a comic book. Yeah, what's that? Blue.
Yeah. Well, there's no blue.
The color blue.
Abadi, well, cyan is pretty. Basically, cyan is fucking blue.
Well, it's not blue. It's
what did get
I'm
for
just,
the cyan?
I just made it. I love what you did with egg yolks
and cowardice.
And cowardice.
Camille Nanjiani.
Yeah, he's nice. Genius.
Okay, so the thing I was going to talk to you guys about—it's a podcast. We do one.
Okay.
This one is way
oh,
better.
Oh, you're telling
than
me about it today.
This is considerably better than our podcast. Have you guys ever heard of NPR?
Yep.
You know, okay. A Prairie Home Companion?
Yeah.
And Garrison Keillor does the news from Lake Wobegon.
Can you do something with what's going on with your
what are you talking about? What's wrong with
you look like a fucking man.
What's wrong with this?
It was straight up on the top for no reason.
Listen to me, Morty. You gotta help me do some science, Morty.
It was just one, like, hook. Okay.
There, my hair gets ridiculous the longer
same?
I'm awake. We look the same.
No.
My
wife. No, Joey.
Joey has more hair than me.
I do. Okay, but anyway, on Prairie Home Companion, Garrison Keillor does the news from Lake Wobegon, where he just like tells news stories for this place. Right? They're very charming and filled with Americana delights. Imagine a podcast that was the news from Lake Wobegon, only instead of charming Americana, it was written by H.P. Lovecraft. It's a podcast called Welcome to Night Vale. It's a twice monthly podcast that's basically like the community radio for Night Vale, and it's all like local news announcements from the sheriff's secret police.
That sounds awesome.
Reporting on the mysterious lights in the sky, the dark hooded figures. It's hilarious, but it's also just really fucking cool. And currently one of the storylines that they're reporting on is the mayoral race, and the two candidates for mayor are the mysterious the woman with no face who secretly lives inside your house. And Hiram McDaniel, who is literally a five-headed dragon. But it's so fucking brilliant.
It sounds
like
cool.
In the very first episode, there's this whole thing about how like there's mysterious glowing lights that are seen in the sky above Arby's. Above the Arby's. And then like towards the end of it, they report back on it, and it's just basically like, the future is here, and it is about 100 feet above the Arby's. And it's really clever. And really funny, and like the recurring characters, like the mysterious hooded figures, the strange gaping crevice in the lot, in the vacant lot behind the Ralphs, all this kind of the dog park that no one's allowed in, and if you go anywhere near it, you'll be electrocuted. Like, no one's allowed to go into the secret dog park that we pretend doesn't exist, and the hooded figures won't let you in. There's one where there's a mysterious shape that no one talks about or refuses to acknowledge exists on the street corner. And throughout the episode, as he keeps referring to it, it becomes angry and like zaps his intern, and like it's fucking brilliant.
That sounds
like so. Like, it is seriously one of my favorite podcasts now. There's like 40 episodes; they're 20 minutes a piece. So I've been burning through them. But Welcome to Night Vale. You can go to welcometonightvale.com and check it out. But everyone in this room would love it.
Awesome.
I'm going to put it on the podcast right
as
now.
As an aside, the guy from NPR
is the one that talks like this.
Did
Ryan just have a stroke?
Here's the thing. I don't know, because maybe I don't know if that was a good Garrison, because it wasn't a very good Garrison Keillor impression. So,
but it was a
I'm
good impression
sure
of a Garrison Keillor impression. Because isn't that in Parks and Rec? There's like the guy on Pawnee Public Radio.
Yeah, they're making fun of Garrison Keillor. Yes. Okay.
Like this.
If you see, you make him sound like he's deaf. Like,
I know, but
what's up, guys?
Have you seen that bit when he's like, "Oh yes, they're quite awful, but they are lesbians."
Do you guys remember the TV show Sue Thomas FBI about the deaf woman who worked for the FBI?
No, but it's so uncomfortable.
Her name was Sue Thomas, and it was so FBI, dumb. Like. EYE because she was deaf.
Amazing!
And I used to
I love a good fight.
I used to laugh so much because, like, the trailer for it, they're just like, she can't hear. And she comes in, she goes, "What's up, guys? Hang on page." And so, like, that was my go to line for Sue Thomas FBI. "What's up, guys? Hang on page."
Oh, fuck. So, I couldn't believe that they put it on and they tried, like, they weren't trying to be core, like, crass or anything.
They're like, "Look at her, she can solve mysteries." They even though she's so deaf. It wasn't Marley Matlin, no.
That's the only deaf person I know.
Wow. You ever heard about that show?
What's that?
No.
Oh,
Sue Thomas FBI. It was on for 3 years.
What?
On the PAX network. I've never heard of the PAX network.
What show was it where
the
they
Penny
had
Arcade?
The spoof of, and it was like Patricia Arquette and she talks to animals or some shit?
Well, Patricia Arquette was on that show, Media.
That's at the end of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, that's what it is. At the end. Okay, yeah.
Where
yeah.
Is with Justin Bell. She's an animal psychic and Justin Bell, or Justin Bate.
Yeah, Justin Bateman.
Dude, what's the original name for the series before it was called Sue Thomas FBI?
Deaf as fuck?
Lip Service.
Oh my god.
And he probably said, "We should change it because that sounds like she's one dude."
Yeah. This is 7.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
What the fuck?
What's up, guys? You got a page.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway,
I think I'm going to watch this show.
No, don't do that.
Don't do it. Honestly, this is why it's horrible. The only reason anybody watched that show, it was all like dickhead high school kids watching it and making fun of this poor deaf woman who got a page. What's up, guys? You got a page. Shall we do our favorites? R. Kelly style.
Our favorites.
I think that was one of my better freestyles.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I apologize for the weird, like, call to prayer thing I did.
That's okay.
I was trying to go for, like, a Lion King thing, and I realized, oh, this sounds like the Muslim call to prayer. I'm feeling really uncomfortable right now.
I tried to do a callback of the Rage Against the Machine version.
I apologize to all of our
That's
Islam,
what we call a callback.
I did a bad mouth trumpet. And did a crow.
That's a really good crow. Oh my god.
I'm half crow on my mother's side.
No, but seriously, that's a really good crow voice. Nicole, did you hear that? Oh, what? You talk on our own podcast that you won't talk on this one? Oh, we heard her. How you doing? What are you doing? Getting some food up for the baby there? This is exactly what she said at our wedding.
You asked her if she was getting food for the baby at your wedding?
Yeah, I did.
I have the timelines mixed up. Who are you?
Who are you? Grandpa? Can I meet Batman and save you? The most depressing call ever. Anyway, time for our favorites. My favorite this week is a little off the beaten. It's not even new material.
It's actually your favorite from like 19-something.
85.
Well, it kind of spans.
So, here's the
spoilers. It's from 19-something?
My favorite is Miracle Man number 1.
Legal.
From Marvel Comics, but it's reprints. It's written by original writer with art by Gary Leach. For those of you who don't know, original writer is an extremely talented guy. I'm a big fan of original writer. In fact, the next novel I plan to read is original writer's first novel.
What? Oh. He has a novel coming out?
No, his novel has been out for years. He has
what?
A novel called Voice from the Fire. Oh. He has a second novel he's been writing for a long time, but apparently it's currently like 1,400 pages or something.
Holy
called
shit.
Jerusalem. Anyhow, original
Wait,
writer.
He goes by original writer?
No, in this book he's credited as original writer because he's original writer and he doesn't want anything to do with comics, especially superhero comics, especially stuff he doesn't own. So,
I think I know who it is.
Well, I would hope so.
This joke doesn't really work.
The Rock? Hussein Obama.
Exactly.
Daredevil. Anyway,
is it Alan Moore, right?
Yes, original writer. Is The Secret Identity is, in fact, original writer. Anyway, so this book contains... This is a hell of a value, let me say right now. $6, 64 pages. So the first thing in the book is Miracle Man number one. Basically... Well, kind of. Anyway, it is a 1956 like prologue. Unless this... Yeah, written by Mick Anglo with art by Don Lawrence. So it's an old reprint. Then we have the first two issues of Warrior from 1982, which was the British book that brought back Miracle Man, which was he was called Marvel Man at the time. So the first two original writer issues. Then there's a behind the scenes of like the of Gary Leach's stuff. Then there's a secret origin, like an interview with Mick Anglo, and another like history of him. And then plus two more reprints from 1954 from Marvel Man Comics. So there's lots of cool stuff in here. So a bunch of Mick Anglo stuff. I've been wanting to read original writer's Miracle Man for a long, long time. It's sort of been like the holy grail, like the long lost comic that unless you could get your hands on the Warrior issues, you would never have gotten to read because it's been like Wright's hell forever. And it's never ended. Like when original writer finished his run, he handpicked Neil Gaiman to continue. And I think the last two issues or so were completely drawn and written and never released. So we've never actually seen the end of the story. And so this series is going to come up to that point and eventually finish the story, that those issues that have been drawn and never have been released. So anyway, but for years, this was the book that I always wanted to read. And I resisted the temptation to... because you could find pirate scans of it online, but I wanted to wait and be able to read it properly. And I'm so excited that it's finally here. And it definitely did not disappoint.
It's great.
I mean, every once in a while, you almost forget how good original writer actually is. But then when you read one of his comics or anything, you're just like, fuck me. No wonder he's got such a god complex, because yeah, it's so much so better good. Than everyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Swamp Thing is mesmerizing. It's
everything.
Brilliant.
Yeah. He's such an unbelievably good writer. And basically, the character of Miracle Man is just a ripoff of Captain Marvel from the Fawcett comics. Like, really. It was after DC sued Fawcett, and Fawcett eventually just went out of business before the appeal... And DC ended up buying all the Fawcett characters and stopped publication of the Marvel family for years and years and years and years.
I think you mean Shazam.
Right, I mean Shazam. But so Mick Anglo basically did the same kind of thing, but called it Marvel Man. And then it was called Miracle Man when it was published in the States as well. But it's really cool. And this was also the beginning of like superhero comics being written seriously or taken seriously with adult themes and adult stuff happening in it.
Like sex.
There's a naked bum in this issue.
Sex. I'm on the page. You looked at a bum.
So like it's this is a piece of comics history, and as we all know, it's always nice when a piece of comics history is also a really fucking good read.
Yeah.
And this definitely is. I can't wait for more. And I love that they included all these old Mick Anglo stories in the back and the front. Like these are really fun little stories. So
the first one's such a great lead into the 82.
Yeah, and
like, it's really fun.
I think that was probably in the Warrior.
Yeah.
So in this collection... Great, yeah. Okay, so in this
collection... So the first half of the book is the first two issues of Warrior.
Okay.
Which was a British anthology comic in the 80s.
Did the original writer write the prologue?
No. He basically used that six-page story as a prologue to his story, like in the original issue, because it kind of works. Like, because it introduces
the stuff. Because he kind of forgets who
stuff.
He is.
I see then.
Yeah, when you read it, it kind of makes sense. And then the stuff in the back is all just, like, random backups, I assume. I didn't finish all of
how
the backups.
How much did Moore write?
I'm not sure how many issues. Let's look up how many issues original writer.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
It's on Netflix.
Is it?
I don't know.
I just looked up with that movie today. That whole line, that little sing-songy thing he does,
improv.
That was improv.
Yeah.
I'm glad you won't fucking use it.
I've seen the video on YouTube.
Moore wrote 16 issues of Miracle Man.
It's a collection of all the best improv scenes in movies on YouTube. Yeah. And there's that bit like, hey, I'm walking here!
Yeah.
I'm walking here!
Exactly,
I didn't realize that was improv.
So yeah, Moore wrote 16 issues of Miracle Man, the first six of which initially ran in the pages of Warrior before Gaiman took over with issue 17.
Cool.
So the first two are in this, so I imagine it'll probably be like an 8 or 9 issue mini, but I'm excited.
It's
I'm going to subscribe to it. It's really good.
I really, really liked it. Yeah. The original writer is fantastic.
Yeah, I see. I might have to go back and get it.
It's worth the read.
Yeah. And considering the fact that I've recently discovered that Neil Gaiman is also the best writer ever in comics, like, reading through Sandman, I'm just like, it's a little depressing that no one has even come close to touching the quality of the writing in that book. Like, for years, I've always said that Transmet was my favorite comic of all time. Sandman. I'm almost finished Sandman, and Sandman has leapfrogged it.
Yeah, Sandman.
Really?
Sandman is the greatest Transmet. Comic I've Sandman's ever read in my life.
Pretty perfect.
It's it is unbelievable, and which is not to take anything away from other great comics that I love, but it's just like, when you look at... It almost makes you feel like you understand where our original writer is coming from when he complains about nothing original. Everything that's being done in comics is basically just rehashing stuff he already did. I'm like, he's being grumpy. I don't 100% agree, but he almost has a point, because every time I read something now, that I go, it's brilliant, and then I find a story by an original writer, and I go, oh man, this he did do something like this earlier. Yeah. Wow, that's... Anyway, I don't mean to be a downer.
It's okay, I love it.
Debbie Downer?
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking Quaaludes. But yeah, no, so definitely pick up Miracle Man by original writer. I think you'll enjoy it.
Sweet. My favorite this week was by Victor Gishler and Juan Ferreira. It was the end of the Kiss Me Satan.
This is why Juan does not text.
Juan Ferreira!
Have you heard that story?
No.
Quick aside, our friend...
Is that like Genocide's brother?
Yeah.
Quick aside?
Quick aside. He was talking to the... he works with this guy named Juan, who's like from Mexico, I think. And there was this whole story, like this girl in the store was talking to them about how like... One of their friends was mad because she didn't text back the right way. So it was this whole big like drama problem about her not responding to a text properly. And so Juan turns to our friend and goes, see, this is why Juan does not text. And it's like, this is like the best thing I've ever heard. It's like, this is why Juan does not text. Anyway, okay. Sorry, Rob.
So this is the end of the 5-issue miniseries with some really, truly incredible artwork by Juan Ferreira. This whole series was an excellent vehicle for his talent. Specifically, Victor Gishler really put together a very fun, like violent, excellent adventure story with a really great main character, Barnabas Black. But then, like, it concludes with pages of his transformation, and it's some of the best art I've seen in a creator-owned comic. Juan Ferreira is spectacular, and this book is worth...
This would have been the next book I read. It was next up on my pile.
It was so much fun. It has such a cool ending.
Yeah, I've got to pick it up.
And
still.
I mean, everything that I've said about it doesn't even compare to a werewolf with a railgun. So that's my last sentence.
Can I ask
in
you,
regards to this book, werewolf with a fucking railgun.
Does it
Holy
set itself
awesome.
Up that it could continue for more? Kind of?
Possibly.
I would like that.
I would love that. I love this series. I thought it was so cool.
It ends, I can't wait to read that.
It ties itself up beautifully. The relationship between Barnabas and the witch is bookended very nicely. And also, this one, is, out of all the 5 issues, has the best action. With a werewolf, with a railgun.
There's a lot of good action in all of that series.
It's excellent.
Yeah. I can't wait to read it.
I read this.
All right.
Oh. No, I'm just saying
okay.
I read yours.
Alright, so my pick was Rat Queens number 4.
Shut the fuck up, Gary!
That is a great part.
Oh.
I haven't read number 3 yet. So.
Okay.
Curtis Weeb says on Twitter, I have it tweeted at me.
It's by Curtis Weeb.
Curtis Weeb tweeted you today.
Rock up church.
And I'll tell you exactly what he said. He says, they're canceling Rat Queens so that they can do an ongoing Gary series.
Hey, I don't mean to upstage you, but I got retweeted by a comic book writer today.
Good.
Ed Brubaker retweeted me
what
today.
What did you say?
I was very proud of myself. He had tweeted that, like, when will the inevitable the best movies never get nominated list show up on the internet? And then I said... The best films never get nominated lists never get tweeted about. And he retweeted me. And I was just like, Ed Brubaker thinks I'm funny, yo! Anyway, sorry.
It was probably more like, this poor schmuck.
I love the idea of Ed Brubaker like, this poor schmuck, he's chewing on a big cigar.
I imagine his life is one big noir film, so...
Oh, yeah. You can't see the... He
that thing's more noir than
he could
Twitter.
Yeah.
You're funny. Sorry, anyway, go ahead.
No, Charlie. That's fine.
I have now interrupted everyone's pick with a story. I can't wait to hear what you're going to talk about, Ryan, so I can do it again.
So yeah, this book's basically like a big battle sequence. You get to see the Rat Queens kind of fight the assassins and figure out what's going on with that. And then midway through, there's another group of people who... or things that are out to destroy the Rat Queen. So you just get to see a huge battle. And there's a great reveal at the end with the four Daves. And the and Gary is one of the greatest characters ever.
Shut the fuck up, Gary!
Yeah.
Gary has another funny bit at the beginning of the issue.
Yeah, no, it's like midway through.
Wall and he's sold out the Rat Queens.
Yeah, and she said, he told me.
Oh, yeah. Who told you that? He told me. God damn it, Gary!
No, does she... Yeah, she says something like that.
Oh, yeah, nice one,
nice
Gary.
One, Gary. Yeah.
Gary is just this, like, skinny guard who looks sad. There's so much cursing in this issue, too.
It's so funny. This is easily one of my favorite series coming out right now. It's just... It's so much fun all the way through it, and it's hilarious and super vulgar.
You know what? Rock Up Church draws some of the... best action scenes that I've seen in a long time in this fucking
very
issue.
Gory
and it's awesome.
Yeah, he does a great job.
There's something cool that he must do in post digitally where he's
I think so.
He does really cool things with perspective.
Yeah,
like things in the
they're
background
very, like,
and foreground.
Manga like speed lines. And
yeah,
stuff, right?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, there's sequences that are in the back. Oh yeah, Juan Ferreira does the same. Like pages like this where the guns
where
are pointed
see,
at the
like,
audience
it's almost
and
like
it's
a
out
camera.
Of focus.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's very cinematic. The background is out of focus and the guns are in focus. Can you look at those two panels? Rock Up Church does shit like that.
That's cool.
I wonder if it's done digitally. How do they do that?
Photoshop, I would imagine. He probably draws the guns and the body as two separate layers and then
blurs them.
I just made the connection now that Rock Up Church was the artist on Vessel.
Yeah, his brother was the writer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rock Up Church and John Up Church.
Well, John Up Church is Rock Up Church.
Oh.
Enrique Carrion wrote that
book. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
John. That's why I just made the connection, because he was credited as John Upchurch on Vessel, I think,
okay.
And he calls himself Rock.
Siblings,
and like,
but they're the same man.
They are the same. They are. They look the same.
People get decapitated and hands get cut off in Rat Queens 4, and they yell dicks, which is like my favorite.
Yeah, when the assassin gets his arms cut off, just yells dicks. It's hilarious.
My favorite curse word in food.
Dicks?
Nope. Cabbage.
Buttholes.
Yes, and?
Chocolate.
Guys, we've been doing this for 90 minutes. Wrap it up.
All right. All right, pod over.
Brad's like, but what about my book?
Just as a quick aside, these like Velvet ads where it's actually like,
cool.
Like, it's so creepy though.
It's like that's the cover for issue 4.
Is it?
Yep.
I honestly thought that was a picture of a person.
A photograph? Yeah, it's just really good drawing.
Yeah, Epting's really
it's insane.
Incredible.
Hey, speaking of asides, I just read a novel that reminds me of Ghosted. Or rather, Ghosted is clearly riffing on The Haunting of Hill House and Hell House by Richard Matheson, which I just read, which was awesome!
And is also my favorite for the week.
Yeah, that's why I thought you said that already. Sorry.
It's okay.
I stole your thunder.
Ruined my goddamn day. With a really cool Mateo Scalera cover, by the way.
Cool. Ooh, cool.
I like that cover.
Yeah.
The more I look at it,
it just gets better every time.
It's a good cover.
Issue 6, Joshua Williamson wrote this stellar piece of fiction, I'm assuming. Probably not real. Right? I'm just looking at
he's
you
not real?
Because you're a person. Anyway, this leaves off where the last one did. And it starts off where the last one left off. And then it kind of leads to our new mission for the guy. Jackson Winters. I almost said Alex Winters. Yes. But the reason why this is my favorite is because of David?
David Gianfelice, I don't know.
David Gianfelice. All right. He takes over the artwork. And it's so cool,
it's really
looking
cool.
Like really thick inks and stuff.
Should read Greek Street. There's a Pete Milligan Vertigo series that he illustrated.
I should.
It's a take on a lot of old tragedies, Greek tragedies and stuff.
Ooh,
so
I'm like really interested in that.
Yeah, you'd love it actually. It's a modern retelling.
It was like three trades.
Yeah,
the whole
16
series?
Issues.
Okay,
it was great.
I will definitely check that out. Because this book is phenomenal looking. Like, I love everything about the way this book looks.
I gotta pick up the fact issues.
everybody should be reading this book because
I'm getting this. I'm getting it in trade.
Yeah.
Like it's
the first trade's
so
only
awesome.
$10 too.
Yeah.
Image. I love Image for that. But yeah, like this book continues to just be awesome. I was a little worried that they kind of run out of steam after the whole first arc was done.
But they did.
But no, like this is leading into another really cool arc. And
sweet.
I'm really pumped.
Is it the same like team like in the book?
No, before it was Goran Suduka.
No, that's not doing the book, like
team.
In the book, the team.
No, there's
two
people.
The storyline in the first arc ends with the whole first arc?
No.
Right, so
I don't care. I'm going to read it anyway.
Would spoil a lot of the first arc.
Oh, would it? Okay, well, fuck it then.
Well, boys, we've reached the end of the show, and we're going to have some closing music in honor of Charlie's pick, because I was mean to Charlie this week.
But first, well, it's the end of our show.
So, until next week, this has been the Comics Roundup for Geek Stampede. This is such a good song. My name is Joey G.
Robbie G.
Charlie Craig.
Dave.
These are the Daves I know.
He works in my dad's store. He's worked here for 12 years. He'll probably work here for more. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. The show will basically play the rest of this song. And I'm not going to turn off the mics until the song is done, basically. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know.
Did you read the article that Bruce McCullough wrote about growing up in Calgary?
Yeah, it was good.
Bruce McCullough's the best.
Most of
us are Daves.
They all have their own hands,
but they come from different moms.
These are the days I know. I know. These are the days I know.
Married yet? Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
I love Mark Maron.
The episode is so good.
I haven't gotten that far in it, but.
Sweet.
Oh, well then, yes, I have.
Yeah, he's like all drunk and fucked up.
I don't remember that. Maybe I didn't watch it in order. I must have watched it in order. Yeah.
It's so funny.
These are the days I know. I know. These are the
days
I know.
And the girl from Parks and Rec is in it.
Dave Capisano. I hardly know him.
Do you know Bruce McCullough directed Stealing Harvard?
Wait.
I did, yeah.
Stealing Harvard's always funny.
No.
It just sucks the tongue.
Yeah,
he's funny in it, though.
She's like, she's so
funny. She's awesome, Marin.
It's
worth a watch if you like Halloween.
I've heard that it's
some of us are David, but most of us are Dave. We all have.
I don't want
to end, but we come from
different.
Mark Maron is a lot more like Woody Allen than he is.
Very
hairy. And super self-loathing. Like,
yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
No.
Take care.
Goodbye.
You'll hear us next week. Science.